Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you download us from. Thanks very much for doing it. This is the A, 1052A, by the way. We had a spectacular guest for 1052B. Dr. David Armstrong talked about what to do for your feet, and he was brilliant in his discussion. So all you have to do is see a podiatrist and once a year, and an 80% reduction in amputations and serious foot problems. And the other thing to do is every time you see your family practitioner or internist, take off your socks and shoes and let them examine your feet. Force them to do it. Today, the news of the week, lifelong exercise ends up with big health care cost savings. That is our celebrated story of the week. And in addition, it's our, if you will, longevity is the next disruptor story of the week. Western and pro-inflammatory diets increase your risk of gout. And colds and common viruses are back, especially among kids, as coronavirus precautions are diminished. That is, there was a huge benefit from wearing these masks unrelated to the coronavirus. We're now seeing that with increased risks and even increased problems such as asthma from pollution. Could statin raise your dementia risk? The answer is no. And this is, again, if a Roizen rule for a younger you, in the case, statins actually decrease your dementia risk substantially. The past two decades has seen a dramatic rise in elderly taking drugs that can lead to falls. You want to be on a de-prescribing program. That is, go with your pharmacist and see, are there medicines maybe you shouldn't be taking? The pharmacist is the least used and the most inexpensive. They often do it for free. Resource and the most knowledgeable in this area in the country. And, if you will, dirty air in pregnancy raises your child's obesity risk. And privacy concerns, when you use a mobile health app, like one to measure your steps, how often is it that they are, in fact, causing a problem? Or at least letting all your information go to someone else? Well, it turns out, I'm going to tell you in a second, but it's more than 50% of the time they let your private health information be sold or transferred to someone else. Mold, a big threat to people with COPD. For weight loss, calorie counting works as opposed to everything else. And are women absorbing toxins from their makeup? This is a sad story. This is well beyond wellness. Again, more than 50% of products tested had toxins in them that accumulate in the person the makeup is being used on. What's worse? I'll tell you in a few seconds. And my favorite story, this is one based on an internet story that was totally wrong. This is COVID vaccines don't KO men's fertility. COVID vaccines protect it. The COVID disease itself does KO men's fertility. Let's get to the details on these stories. I started with healthcare costs, and if you do lifelong exercise, it turns out that people who start to exercise before or during middle age save between $1,000 and $2,000 annually on healthcare costs after retirement. That's huge, If you figure you'll be retired for 20 years, that's $2,000 a year, and it accumulates or increases with healthcare costs increasing, so your savings is compounded. Western and pro-inflammatory diets. This is eating. The typical Western diet gives you a greater than 50% increase in your risk of gout. That's hurting your big toe. And by the way, one of the ways you can test if it's gout, if you use glucosamine and chondroitin sulfate and it doesn't take away your pain immediately, it probably or maybe a more likely to be gout based on the data I've seen. This is an interesting one, if you will. The ordinary viruses and even pollution risk for asthma are coming back as mask wearing is receding. Seems like the mask did more than just decrease our COVID-19 risk. It decreased our risk of all viruses and of the kids' viruses and even of asthma from pollution. The next story is, if you will, one on does a statin raise your risk of dementia? And this study showed that the lymphophilic lipophilic statins, such as atorvastatin and lovastatin, atorvastatin is the old Lipitor, actually decreased the risk compared to those who didn't take the statin and had the same level of cholesterol. So it appears that statins decrease your risk of cognitive dysfunction in the long run. It turns out between 1999, totally another story, and 2017, there have been 7.8 billion, that's B in America, increased prescriptions that increase the risk of the elderly falling, including antidepressants, antihypertensives, and other medicines that interact with other problems, antipsychotics, anticholinergic drugs as well. And many of these affect your balance or your alertness. If you're taking one of these, one is make sure you have your home surveyed so there are no fall risks such as wires or throw rugs. And secondly, is talk to your pharmacist. Does he or she think any of these interact with others? Talk to your physicians. Should you get off of any of these, can you be deprescribed, as we call it? Dirty air in pregnancy appears to increase your baby's risk of obesity. So maybe that mask was good, especially if you live within 7 blocks of a freeway. How often do mobile health apps protect your privacy? Overall, 28% had no privacy policies, and 53% didn't even comply with their privacy policies. In fact, over 50%, this is amazing, there are over 20,000 mobile health apps, and of that, and comparing it with non-mobile health apps, the mobile health apps were very poor at protecting privacy. More than 50% of them had no privacy protections. That is, no matter what you said, what you did, they were sold your data or let your data get to other users. So be careful with mobile health apps to make sure they are protecting your privacy. Mold. 16 million Americans have COPD, and mold is a serious risk. Where do you get mold? Well, it's usually in the basement when it's wet and you can't get it clear. It's also found in air conditioning, ceilings, decaying vegetation, or compost. What do you do? A HEPA air filter is a great way of keeping mold out of your air So breathing through a HEPA filter is good, as is opening your windows in the summer. For losing weight, the best thing that's been found in multiple studies, calorie counting. And are women absorbing toxins from their makeup? The answer is yes. It is perfluoroalkyl, that is polyfluoroalkyl substances, PFASs. They don't even have to be labeled on the cosmetic. Yet more than 50% of cosmetics have them, if you will. And those accumulate, cause endocrine disruption, cause weight gain. 63% of foundations had them, 58% of eye products, 47% of mascaras, 55% of lip products have them in this large study. And guess what? Two states in the United States have outlawed them, California and Maryland. But when does those outlaws take effect? 2025 at the earliest. So Representative Debbie Dingell, a Democrat, and a Republican, and Susan Collins, a Republican of Maine, and Richard Blumenthal, a Democrat of Connecticut, have proposed bills or sponsored bills called the No PFASs in Cosmetic Acts. So if you get a chance, support those. Now, there's an internet story going around that the vaccine, COVID vaccines, KO fertility. No, it's actually the opposite. When this study caused the manufacturers of both Moderna and Pfizer, or at least scientists associated with them, and doctors at the University of Miami to look at the results, and what they found is those who had the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines actually had an increase in sperm count and an increase in fertility, as opposed to those who got the virus and were in the placebo group. They had decreases in sperm count and in the spermatic fluid. There were virus particles as late as 7 weeks after the infection. So the basic message is the vaccines seem to be protective against a decline in fertility that you might expect from a COVID infection. That's the news of the week, and this has been 1052A for the best medical news of the week for you, the Owner's Manual podcast. As usual, both the A and the B segments are brought to us by Persona Nutrition. You can find out what your diet is missing, find out the supplements that would help you or the foods that would help you get to talk to a nutritionist for free at personanutrition.com. It's where I get my supplements. You can too, personanutrition.com. Thanks very much for downloading us. Caitlin, thanks for great engineering, but especially you, the listener, you're the ones who motivate us and keep us doing this. Thanks again. We'll be back next week with another medical news of the week.